I guess maybe we can start out talking about the postmenopausal patient. And there, I guess the hormonal agents that are most commonly utilized are the aromatase inhibitors, tamoxifen, and fulvestrant. What do you say to women who are going to be starting on any one of those three therapies?
At our center, we're very big believers in formal education for patients, both one-on-one education as well as written education. And I think it's important for people who are on hormonal agents, because they're pills that they are taking at home for the most part, and they're going to be the ones in charge of taking it. So I think one of the big things is the compliance issue. I think the other thing to really look into is, as far as some of the AIs, are the joint and bony type of pains that women can have with these drugs. Sometimes women will assume that they have bone metastasis because they have this new bone pain and they're frightened. And I think that's important. I think we always do get a bone density prior to starting. And those are really the big ones. Some people certainly will have a resurgence of some of the menopausal symptoms, such as hot flashes, vaginal dryness, and we certainly work with them with those symptoms as well.
Can you talk a little bit more about the arthralgias that you've seen women have who receive the aromatase inhibitors, when they typically start after the patient gets started on treatment, and what the patients describe and how you manage it?
A lot of the arthralgias that we see involve the wrists and hands. That tends to be the most common site for it. And we really try to manage that sometimes with non-steroidals. But if it's really severe enough, we will change the AI that they're on. And sometimes that works really well. Patients have tried things like orthotics, but it really can be very debilitating, and I think it is an under-reported toxicity from the AIs. And again, some of these women may have had a lot of other treatment in the past and think, if this is all I have to deal with, this is good. But I think it is a very under-reported side effect from the AIs.